Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobar dan, pozdravljeni v terminu za Ereš intervju. Danes gostimo berlinski dvojec Istar, ki danes večer nastop v klubu Pritliče v Ljubljani. Pred njima glasbo vrtita še Felis Katus in pa Levanel, pa tudi po njima bomo več o tem, kaj boste nocoj počela, spregovorili v samem intervjuju. Gre pa za dvojec, ki recimo ustvarja na tako precej samo svojo elektronsko pop glasbo. Zelo zanimiva zadeva, kot rečem, pa več o tem v intervjuju. Začetek bomo poslušali en komad z njune zadnje plošče, New Cuisine Part 2.
Lover, why don't you come? When called, I need you to suck this thumb. It's Sunday, come here and save the day. Your love for me will have you sleep safe for ages. Pretzels and ice, you held me last night. 100 points in sight. Tequila, she'll take you out for rides that you won't mind and her hips don't lie. Shakira, all shady creatures keeps away. In this falls the rain that clears our traces. You came and showed me time. In packs of mice that will never die, I'll face this. She's huge, her fur so shiny. They ask what oil do you use. Goes around and returns to you. The world knows this one is free to be cruising. All of the years she hid will ache unless you can put your name to this date. She was the mouse that you first kissed. Now she is the song that they will whistle. 200 kilos in speed, I run these kilos. You once saw bleed, so much blood she holds, and you will keep it in a heart that will fit in your belly when dancing. Three kinds of fruit, a bag of nuts, a glass of wine, a line in French. Do you like to dance? Do you like romance? Do you like my hands down your pants? In line today is all fine. You two have walked through much darker nights, and the stains on your shirt from that very first fight. You like to flirt with stains on your tights. Uphill and down, but time was ours. Now you are no longer mine. I write you, too many weeks gone by since I was dancing and you got high to watch me. Was it this, yes, she said, summer wine that you lay around that day out of time when it came to us? How it's over, but still it's fine, some of these lines must die. Three kinds of fruit, a bag of nuts, a glass of wine, a line in French. Do you like to dance? Do you like romance? Do you like my hands down your pants?
Takole, kot rečeno, sta se nam zdaj v studiju pridružila Stine in pa Max iz zasedbe Easter. Hi guys, thanks for coming to here to our radio station. We were actually scheduled to do this interview a bit earlier, but you were, I don't know, were you sightseeing or looking maybe for interesting food? Because I know that apparently you find quite some inspiration in food. Is that so?
Ah, yeah, we did eat. Hello.
Hello.
We did look for food. That's right. We were eating. We found this Japanese picnic place. We were eating edamame.
Dumplings, noodles.
You see, to have a special thing for kind of exotic foods. Did you look for any like local dishes here or?
I think we didn't even look for food, or we were walking on top of the mountain and down again, and
the mountain with the castle.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So when you are touring, you are more like tourists.
Not totally.
Not always.
is it
on
the first time?
A sunny day, yes.
You're both here for the first time in Ljubljana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you often perform outside of Berlin?
Mostly.
Yeah, mostly.
Always, yeah. We try to not perform in Berlin so much.
I know that a couple years ago you had a tour in South and North America. And where do you usually play the most? You know, is it Europe?
Oh,
what
country
in Europe?
All kinds. It's all around Germany, everywhere. Yeah.
You're doing an outdoor performance tonight. There's a bit of a worry because of the weather, you know, there might be a storm or something.
No, at that time. There's no
going to be.
At the moment, it's looking really good. Yeah.
That's because we have been drinking for good weather last night and today, and where Easter goes, the sun follows. Mm-hmm. So no worries.
Because this was going to be a related question, you know, I was going to ask if you're more like a rainy or sunny type of person.
Sunny, definitely.
Stine just said that usually sun follows you, so. Because, you know, judging from music, there's the kind of melancholic side to it, but on the other side also the playful and fun part of it. Would you say that is correct? That there are more layers, it's not just one-sided.
Yeah, but you can also be melancholic when you're on vacation, so that's our kind of melancholy.
You met about 10 years ago, but then you started making music a bit later. The process of making music change during the years? Do songs come quicker nowadays?
No, I mean, it's definitely changed, but more to opposite. The direction that we put more time into songs. And because earlier we always had to be really quick because we didn't live in the same city. So once we met, we had to finish a song on one day. Or when we met for 3 days, we made 3 songs every day. And now it's more like we, since we live in the same city, meet up and just work on songs and take our time and also put more work in the songs because try to figure out different things that interest us and keep things interesting for ourselves.
But you still do most of the music in your own bedroom studio?
Yeah, at home, our own studio.
Because it's the sound quality and the whole production value of it is really on a high level. And I was wondering, were you ever approached by some label maybe? Because I think the first two you released through a label, but then that label stopped releasing stuff.
That was our own
anymore. Are you looking for maybe a label? Because I'm surprised because it's the type of music and you have quite a big following already, you know, so I would kind of expect that you'd be quite an interesting band for even bigger labels, maybe.
We're open for it, but so far we haven't really had any interesting offers. It was either something that was that wanted to do labels that wanted us to do stuff that we didn't want to do. So
what was this stuff that they wanted you
to do? Compilations,
vinyl.
We're not so into vinyls and compilations with other.
So far you released everything digitally?
Yeah. In the beginning we were burning some CDs, but we just stopped because it didn't really make sense for us.
And I read somewhere that you first started working together on videos and then went to music, you know, and I was interested in how does this happen, going from videos to making music. How was this process? I mean, why did you decide in the end to... Is music now your kind of the first thing for Easter?
Not really. I mean, when we started working with videos together, it was outside before the birth of Easter, more art videos. I think in principle it still goes hand in hand, like we're working with videos and music with the same value to both.
Yeah.
But initially, I mean, was this idea that you are going to end up making music there from the beginning and it just happened later, or was that a slow process, you know, that you kind of made your mind and let's try making music now? I mean, because it's made on a really high level again. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's something that just came sort of by the way, you know, that...
No, it definitely came by the way. At least that's how it started. I mean, our first recordings are not on the same technical level that they are now. They were very lo-fi and also very much more minimalistic. So, and I think it just started because we wanted to use another channel for also Stina's poetry. I think it just came through that I was making music anyways and Stina was doing her poems anyways, and it was just a way to combine it. I mean, video is another way, and then we just tried out something else.
Did you write poetry before you met Max?
I was always writing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Back when you were still living in Norway.
Oh yeah, That's where it all started.
Max, do you have any maybe musical experience before Easter? Or was this your first kind of venture into music?
I did not know. I had a garage band project for a while, but it was nothing
kind of more rock oriented.
Nah, just, you know, the program Garage Band on Mac. It was that kind of oriented. Yeah.
And Max, I read that you apparently played in some other band before Easter.
Oh yeah, I started as a teenager in a punk band called Team 17, and then I made solo music under the name Cyan Kid, which kind of faded out as I put more and more work into Easter.
What type of music was this that you were doing solo?
It was different music every album. I made 8 albums and every album was a different style. It was like indie, lo-fi, synth-pop, 80s kind of stuff, and in the end very also techno and esoteric, electronic, chill out.
How did you come from punk to electronic music? I mean, you just said all the levels that happened in between, but you know, it's not common for some punk artist to end up doing like techno music. How was this process for you? I mean, what maybe inspired you to start working on more electronic music?
I think it was just that in the beginning it was an obvious choice to start with real instruments, and it took some years until you realize that you don't need like a fat amplifier and a bass guitar and all that kind of equipment, that you can just be much more practical by having just a laptop. And I mean, I don't know if the musical approach was so different, it was just the technical approach that changed.
And Justine, did you find yourself in this like more electronic aesthetics quickly? I mean, maybe you can tell us what kind of music were you listening to when you were growing up, perhaps?
No. I don't know, I listened to a lot of indie stuff, mostly, I think, in my teenage years.
Did you listen to Bob Marley?
No.
No more?
Yes. Why Bob Marley?
Because he passed his restaurant or what?
Yeah.
I listened to a lot of different... I went through a lot of faces. I wanted to say that everyone should check out Cyan Kid. If you don't know the project, you can find also everything on the internet, on Bandcamp, which is Max's other project. Mm-hmm. Or former project.
So you are still working on that project as well? I mean, you're still releasing your own music?
No. The last stuff I released in 2013, and I kind of closed it with this because I released 4 albums in one rush, in one day, and I just finished every song that I ever started. And therefore it was done for me. And maybe I will pick up my solo stuff again, but then under a different name.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of music were you growing up with?
I only listened to German punk rock until I was 16, and then I listened to indie.
I don't know any German punk rock bands. Can you?
No, I better don't drop any names.
We play a lot of German music here, and we even hosted quite a few of German artists. But usually, you know, there were quite a few people from Rasternoten here, which is more like hardcore electronic stuff. And then we are big on krautrock, obviously, and stuff like that. But we don't know maybe the stuff that happened in between.
It was nothing musically valuable. It was just very trashy 90s punk rock stuff.
Nice. And we, know quite a few of Norwegian bands as well. You have quite a strong electronic music scene as well. And some good pop artists, I guess.
And black metal.
And black metal, of course, yeah. Ulver is definitely, you know, one of our favorites here, probably. We heard the song from New Cuisine Part 2. This is the second part of this album that was released, about a month ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to go more into kind of dance music direction. Is that fair to say? At least the song that we heard, I think it was Kinds of Fruit.
Yeah.
It has this kind of dance, really dance music sensibility to it, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if people dance to it. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. When you play shows that aren't solo shows, that you find yourself on lineups with other artists, do you usually stand out, or is it kind of same group? Could you find like a common thread between the other artists you perform with?
Sometimes you also play with befriended bands, or it's hard to say because we don't really see if we are part of some scene or something, so.
But it's usually more like club gigs and maybe dance events or not?
It varies also because we're often playing also at occasions when we also screen our series, so for example then
performing gallery spaces as well.
Yeah, exactly, and cinemas, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also let's talk about that screening that's happening in Ljubljana on Tuesday.
Yeah, this is the soap opera.
Oh yeah.
On Tuesday, this is next Tuesday, right? I think it's the 23rd?
Coming Tuesday, yes. Mm-hmm. The festival is opening on Monday.
Yeah, the short film festival, right?
Yeah, FEK. Mm-hmm. Festival Kratkega Filmavi Ljubljani. Going for a week, and our...
The title is Sadness is an Evil Gaze Inside of Me.
Yeah, right.
Can you tell us a bit about this project? Because it seems really interesting. I mean, I saw the trailer that you put on YouTube.
We finished it last year. It consists of 4 episodes. And yeah, it took us, I think we were working on it for 2 years or yeah.
Yeah.
4 very different episodes maybe. And so what you can see at 6:30 on Slovenska Kinoteka on Tuesday is all of them, like the complete season. Which,
how long is the complete season?
Like 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend everyone to go there to figure out more of the Easter Jesus universe.
what is good to know, you know, before we see this film? I mean, will it make sense to us at once? Because when I saw this trailer, well, there is some narrative, but mostly is just kind of edited video. I mean, the story it tells is probably within that editing core.
There's a very strong narration. There's like a constant narration, almost, but also changing in between the episodes. Yeah. I don't think you need to know anything, really.
No.
I mean, if we would say something, it's about like two different kinds of people living in a nameless, spaceless place, and a stranger, and a lot of crazy things happening.
There seems to be a certain aesthetics to it, kind of even apocalyptic at moments, I think. I mean, looking at those buildings, empty buildings and empty streets, I mean, I got a bit of that feeling.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe dystopian feeling rather than apocalyptic. How did you get into making videos? Was it through music videos or through films?
Well, the other way. We made videos before we made music videos.
What inspired you in the beginning to start working with video?
Max camera.
With this video, yeah, it was that we had the camera and that I got from my father, and we just filmed each other in everyday life, and when we looked at it some years later, it looked very good to us, and we just wanted to squeeze it into one movie, and then we continued with the other episodes that are more scripted and have more of a storyline. So it's
so there's a plan to continue this project?
No, not really.
Maybe.
Now that we finished the first season, we're very happy to be done with it. But maybe once we're done showing the first season, we will feel like continuing with the second one.
This may be not the best reference, you know, but The Antwoord is another band we quite like here, and they kind of started doing making their own videos, and then they met Harmony Korine, David Lynch. Now they filmed the Chappie movie. Are you interested in doing maybe more stuff in the film world, or in the film context, or even bigger projects?
Not right now for me. I want to make more music.
It's good to be working on music again. It took more time than we thought it would to work on this project, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So you were working on new material already for the next record?
Yeah, we were. Shortly after we released this EP, we went to France and were on a tough working schedule and did lay down some new tracks.
Maybe if we go just a bit back to video, what kind of videos did inspire you to start making your own? Did you grow up maybe with the music videos on MTV or something during the 90s while they were still good?
I didn't have TV growing up.
So and I didn't have MTV.
No?
No. No.
Do you follow
really.
Any more this like kind of more famous music video directors? I mean, this year, a video Roman Gavra recorded or filmed for a song Gosh by Jamie XX.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went to China, to that
town
of theirs, the replica of Paris, and they recorded this really kind of big video with kind of 200 actors or something like that.
The kids.
Are you interested in stuff like that? I mean, how did you find that video?
It's good, I guess. I mean, yeah, it's impressive. It's a question of the budget also. Mm-hmm. Like, since budget is not...
it obviously wasn't a problem. Yeah. Unfortunately...
Hey, give us money and we'll make something like that.
Nice. We will unfortunately have to finish soon, you know, so maybe you can tell us a bit about the show that you are doing tonight. What part are you focusing on when you are performing live?
No, we're not gonna say anything about that, just that everyone should be at the
Prestige.
Britice, or the, like outside of it, hopefully, if the
weather stays,
which it of course will. We're on at 9, and yeah, you have to come there to find out.
So it's going to be a surprise. Nice.
Yes.
So thanks a lot.
Thank you. Very nice.
To sta bila torej Easter, kot rečeno, danes večer, ona dva sta na vrsti, ob 9 nastopta v klubu Pritliče v Ljubljani, pred njima pa po njivu pa glasbo vrdita še Levanel in pa Felis Katus. Intervju z Easter sem pripravil Goran, lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.